Prononciation et orthographe. Les consonnes P, T et K.
The differences between the English sounds P, T and K and their French equivalents are subtle but important. They have to do with aspiration and release. Aspiration. Place the palm of your hand in front of your mouth and say the English word pop. You will notice a puff of air accompanying the initial P. This puff is called aspiration. Now pronounce the word spot, again placing the palm of your hand in front of your mouth. Notice that the consonant P in this case is not aspirated. There is no puff of air. That is because in English, P, T, and K are aspirated in initial position. But in second position in consonant clusters, such as SP, they are not. In French, however, P, T, and K are never aspirated in any position. For example, a P has a sound rather between an English B and an English P. Listen to the following contrasts and repeat after the speaker. Remember not to aspirate the P, T, and K in the French words. Pale.
Pâle.
Table.
Table.
Comb.
Comme.
Esplanade.
Esplanade.
Stage.
Stage.
Scale.
Escale.
Release. Say the English word pop again, this time paying attention to the position of your lips and jaw when you have finished saying the word. You should notice that your lips remain closed. Your jaw does not move to release the consonant. That is because in word final position in English, the sounds P, T, and K are not fully released. In French, on the other hand, when these sounds are in final position, they are fully released. Listen to the following contrasts and repeat after the speaker, remembering to release the final consonant. Rap.
Rap.
Set.
Set.
Sink.
Sink.
Spellings of the sounds P, T, and K. The sound P can be spelled as P or double P.
Père. Je m'appelle.
The sound T can be spelled as T, double T, or TH.
Reporter. Attendre. Théâtre.
The sound K can be spelled as C, except before E, I, Y, or H, or as K or Q, U.
Commerce. Kayak. Quelque.